Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the livestock futures were very, very impressive today. We rallied sharply. The June live cattle is their first day on the board, up $2.55 at 135.20. There's an idea that the April on Friday went off the board at around 141, and then the June came on the board today. We opened up around 133, 133.50 or so, and that was roughly $8 below where the April went off. So I think that the market perceived and traders perceived that as somewhat of a value here. So we got long the futures. Now the June is the front month, so kind of expected, I guess. But it was better than expected. There's still a gap above the market around 138.25 or so on the June live cattle, and so another little over $3 higher than where we were to close today. The August we're up $1.77 at 137.05. October up $1.57 at 144.05. A midday box beef was extremely strong as well, up 282 at 263.60. May feeder cattle up $5.07 at 161.42. The August up 580. That put them at 174.07. I don't think they went limit on the August or on all the feeder cattle are $6.25. I think we got to about 622. But we did rally. We're back above some critical moving averages. Hopefully we have some follow through tomorrow.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Well, the grain futures were all over the place today. The beans were under quite a bit of pressure here. The July beans down 39.5 at 16.45. We're back below the 20 and 50-day moving averages here on the bean market, so that's a little bit disappointing. The wheats were unchanged in Chicago. Kansas City July finished at 10.98, down 7.75. It's been on a downtrend really since the middle of April, and now we're back below the 20-day moving average, and I think that some rainfall last night and then some rainfall in the forecast are both weighing on the futures here for the July Kansas City, and I've heard reports of some of the crop, even though it's short and a month ago looked horrible, it looks like it may make some grain. Of course, time will tell. We won't really know till the combines get in the field sometime in this month, the month of May. Minneapolis wheat was also 1 to 3 higher. The corn futures today are going to be down anywhere from 5 to 10 cents. July was down 10 at 8.03. It's amazing we're still above $8, 8.03 in July. So we're talking about a sell-off, but it's still extremely high. Another thing we haven't been mentioning is the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is at 103.60 today, or the June futures are. Previous rallies in the grain market were usually in cases where the dollar was in the 70s. So that's a little bit different dynamic for this go-around on this grain rally.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.